It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has deferred money.
Oh, that's why.
For 12 years.
Yeah.
He has $4 million payments from 2028 to 2040. He'll earn, when that is done, his career earnings through Major League Baseball. I guess, can he sign another contract and get those deferred payments too?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Well, prior to whatever contract he signs next, $285,739,000 for Freddie Freeman.
That's what I was going. I didn't
he
realize.
He specifically said earnings to date.
That's a good effort on your part to try to work the system, but Jesse is right.
I know.
You said to date. It was
you
very
see those
quick.
Type of things, and it's like, oh, why can't the Giants can do the same thing? They can defer to Juan Soto. They can Juan Soto $800 million defer the pay. Actually, they can't. He's
this has to stop, doesn't it?
It's too busy.
Deferred payment stuff. Like this, the stuff that the Dodgers are doing with it, that has to stop, doesn't it?
Yeah, the Dodgers have like the sixth highest payroll in baseball this year because Shohei's only making $2 million against their payroll.
That's ridiculous, man.
Deferring $68 million.
I don't see how it would stop, though. Like,
it's on the team to pay it.
But also, like, they can't, there's no... You can't break their CBA.
You don't have to
CBA.
Stay if you don't want to.
This
You've
is
been
the,
here for hours.
No, it's fine. I'm chilling. The thing with it, though, is like it's not just Shohei. It's Teoscar Hernandez signed a $20 million contract with them, 22 or 23, and deferred a bunch of it.
How could you sign for that amount and defer it? Like, not that $20 million. Like there's a big difference between $20 million and $750 million.
Right. Yeah, it's just his isn't as big of a, it's not 10 years and he's making $2 million a year and he made nothing this year. It's like $750,000 payments for several years after 2028 or whatever.
Yeah, I understand why you wouldn't, but if the money is guaranteed to be there anyway, in some cases, why not?
So here's the thing is
like you can't lose the money. Like they have to pay you the money. So
that's the thing is like if a player wants to do this, every team should do this.
If I'm reading this right,
like I said, some of these owners,
that's the problem. The problem is not the Dodgers and the deferred payments. The problem is there's four owners in baseball, six owners in baseball that are cool with opening their wallets and trying to compete. And the rest of them are chilling. They're going to get their revenue sharing and they're going to sell a bunch of tickets and be fine with it.
Or like I said, too busy putting their money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I could be reading this wrong. I don't know. If I have this correct though, the Dodgers have $915.5 million in deferred payments to a total of five players.
That sounds about right.
Because obviously we just read Freddie's contract.
They probably did
Will
that with Mookie.
Smith, I think, is one of them.
They probably did it to a certain extent with Mookie. He just re-signed.
Mm. Yep, they did it with Mookie. They did it with Freddie Freeman, Shohei. We knew that. Hernandez, yep. Hernandez.
Yamamoto?
Did they Will Smith was the other one. Okay. Those are the five. Mm.
Dang.
Almost $1 billion in deferred payments.
The A's tried to do that with Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien, who was like an MVP candidate, awesome player, goes to free agency and he's like, I want to play for the A's. I'm from Oakland. I want to play for the A's. And the A's were like, I forget the exact numbers on this contract, so don't quote me. But they were like, how about 1 year, $10 million, and we'll defer $9 million of it for $1 million a year for the next 9 years? And the Blue Jays were like, or here's a whole bag for multiple years.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine Vivek across from DeMar DeRozan? Like, DeMar, listen. I know, salary cap. What if I paid you $35 million in 2040? Huh? Huh? What do you think? Sacramento, triple D's, huh?
Come
what do you
on.
Think? Hey. Yeah. I don't know.
The Killer D's?
I don't.
What was the name?
The
was
Killer
that?
D's.
It was the Killer D's.
Triple
which
D's.
Is.
It's all bad. It's all bad. All of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Oof. Like I said, if you're – so Hernandez, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know necessarily why you do that. But if you're Mookie Betts and you've made $125 million already, you could probably afford to do that because you want to be in L.A., you want to win, you're going to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, defer for 10 years. That's cool.
I told you what I would do when the Shohei thing got announced. We could defer it for sure, but you're going to put all of that money into an account, and it's going to sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you could pay me out of that account. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're going to do that because the money ain't just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it into account, and you're going to pay me. Mm-hmm. And I get what's in the account. If that $700 million becomes $1.5 million, then my account's now $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's smart, man.
No,
I'm
going
to go back to being an agent. This radio stuff is too stressful. That seems what?
That seems illegal.
You should just be.
None of this seems legal.
No, no, it doesn't.
I mean, I understand that it is, but this all is crazy to me.
Yeah. But the bank account thing, like what I'm going to pay you can't balloon over time. It can't be $700 million, and then because I put it in an account, it turns into $1.5 billion.
Why not? Is it in the rule book?
That sounds illegal.
Well,
no, I think
I
that
don't know.
Is.
Somebody check the Major League rule book. I have no clue how
maybe they have
works.
No rules. I don't know.
I might not. Jerry Jones probably wrote the Major League Baseball rule book.
Well, they
not
did
what
ask
I,
for
that's
my
not
help
what I was asking for.
You know,
Jerry
I
Jones
said I would
wrote
help
one part of it back in the day.
I would help out with the Major League Baseball because it happened when I went to Martin's, and I said, I'll help you guys out because I know a salary cap just isn't what is everybody is asking for.
I recognize it's my fault for saying Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
It's my fault, and I apologize for that. Knicks roughed up the Heat last night. Cat went for 44 Ooh. Last night with the New York Knicks.
That was a comeback win, too.
But there were a couple of interesting comebacks last night. Mm. One piece of advice from your boy, always take less. We'll explain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll explain.
It's one I did get right.
Hang tight. We'll explain. But the story, certainly, Karl Anthony Towns going for 44. Knicks getting a win over the Heat. But the conversation was centered on something kind of odd.
Yeah, I think it was the tip-off for the game. And you guys know in the NBA, what's up, big dog? What's up? Jimmy Butler still just stonewalls Karl Anthony Towns. And
hilarious.
I don't know what his issue is. I actually think he's a little ridiculous at this point. Like, what's your problem? What is your problem? Jimmy Butler, what's your problem? Mm-hmm. What did this man do to you? To me, I'm starting to feel like it can't be just that you think he was soft. Somebody has a theory.
These theories, by the way, that you're about to present are rarely ever wrong.
Theory or fanfic?
Theory from people who are around these things.
Okay.
Every real issue in the NBA and probably in all the sports centers around money, women, or both. And Jimmy Butler has a real issue with Karl Anthony Towns. And I don't believe, I'm just reading the tea leaves. I don't think it's the fact that he was thought he was a soft basketball player.
I don't know if it's exactly this or how true this was, but there was a rumor back then, like when this was all going down on Instagram and stuff like that, that Jimmy then damn had a lady or whatever.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
I think Jimmy took cash or something like that.
That happened years ago at this point. They're both on different teams. You don't have to be friends, but the way Jimmy behaves, it's like, oh, no, we got beef for life. Hmm. What you got beef with? Because the guy didn't box out and he would shoot jump shots instead of getting layups?
Is it one of those things? I think me and Jimmy Butler are very different people just from what I've gathered. But is it one of those things where he maybe dramatically overreacted to something and now he feels like he has to commit to it?
Possibly.
That's what I would point out.
They did shake hands last night before the game.
They did?
They did.
Oh, okay. Well.
There's that. Forget the last 5 minutes. I saw a video where they didn't.
I'm going home. I don't want to do this anymore. No, I pulled up because you. So Jimmy's on the court and he does, he walks by Kat. Uh-huh. And maybe that's where your video cuts off.
Okay.
Because okay. It's captioned, Jimmy completely ignores Kat. Yeah, he walks around him. And I think Kat, I don't know if Kat calls him or says something to him, but they're just on the floor. There's nothing happening. No one's doing anything.
It's before tip-off, right?
Jimmy walks behind him, and Carl, I think Kat must have said something to him because Jimmy turns right around, what's up, and reaches out, and they dap up.
Well, that's good to see.
You know what? You remember when that's I asked you to help plan the show 2 days? Never mind.
You got
Don't
it.
Bother. I got it. I'll got do it from now
it's
on.
It's all you.
Just forget it. Just forget it. Hey. Solid effort. It's a solid effort.
It's all you.
I thought, like, man, we've got something here. Never mind.
It's all you.
See the Pacers blow out the Celtics last night? It's like a 12-point game with 2 minutes left. That's crazy.
Bro, I couldn't believe that went to overtime.
Cackling. Hey, I'm about to hit this prize, Pigs boy, because I got Bron. I got Bron on the Moore in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Tyrese 8.5, 18.5. Give me less. He had like, what, 11 points, 12 points with like 90 seconds left?
Yeah, it was like 14.
Oh, we were kicking it.
Yeah.
We was kicking it. Oh.
This game's over.
I had no clue, none whatsoever, that the game went to overtime until Kyle goes, yeah, that Pacers Celtics game went to overtime.
I didn't
Insane.
See that until I saw the highlights either.
And he still only finished with 17.
I was like, oh, no, it went to OT. Because I had Jason Tatum more on his points, rebounds, assists, and he was way short. Mm. And I had Tyrese less, and I see it go to OT, and I was like, okay, this could be good and bad. And sure enough, Tatum goes more. Shout out to my guy Jason. Never doubted him for a second. And Tyrese pulling through for us.
What's up with that?
Always take less on
always,
Tyrese.
Always, take always take less.
Or if you're going to take Tyrese. More, you defer the points to the next couple of games, if you can do that.
Well, there you go. It's a good strategy. That's what the Dodgers do with practice.
I'm sorry. I was trash. I shouldn't have done that.
Because Tyrese, I don't know what his deal is with his shooting and even taking shots and all this. So far this year, I'll just say he's off to a slow start. He's off to a slow start. You know? I think it picks up. I think he's averaging like 14 points a game.
Well, what matters, they got that win, which is kind of crazy. I mean, Siakam hits a three with
ridiculous
6 seconds or something like that to give after I think it was a 19 point collapse in the fourth quarter from the Pacers and everything is going Boston's way and Siakam hits that shot. So what matters, I mean, yeah, like Ty getting on track, whatever, like, okay, you got to win versus the Boston Celtics. Use that to help get you on track, because he hasn't been good this year. Like, there's no other way to, like, he put up zero in one game. That's crazy.
That was uncalled for.
He wasn't. I thought maybe at the end of last year was his hamstring and the injury and stuff. And I just kind of picked up where he left off. I have no idea what's up with him.
I believe I like Tyrese Haliburton as a basketball player. I promise you, this isn't shade. I thought he was playing over his head a little bit last year. Like he played statistically, and to be honest with you, it was like. It was until he got hurt. When he came back, he wasn't doing the same things either.
That's right.
But I thought in the first 3-4 months of the season, I was like, this is I wouldn't even say that this is not Tyrese Halliburton. It was like, I never imagined Tyrese would be this.
Mm-hmm.
I the way he scores, all the where did this come from?
He did it the year before too, though. He was 20-plus points the year before.
I thought the same thing that year, too.
He obviously became a different type.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Type of score when he got to Indiana.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We begged him to do something in Sacramento, and he just was like, no, mm-hmm. It's not what I do. Then he got to Indiana, and magically, it's what he did. It's incredible.
He's not 14 points per game, which is where he's at right now. I think he's a better scorer than that and will end up being a better scorer. But what he did for 18 straight months, I guess you could say, I was surprised. That's all it was. It wasn't even like hating, like, oh, he ain't that good. It's like, damn, I didn't think he'd be this, but here he is.
So. He shot a really good clip from three the last 2 years in Indiana as well. He's at 25% right now.
Mm.
And
he ain't that.
He's not that either. He's going to turn this around. He's not a 14-point scorer. I think he could be a 20-point scorer pretty easily. Like, I think he could be a 20 and 10 guy. The crazy thing is his assists are 6.6 to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back. Big thanks to Kyle for spending some time with us in the great bit on the Insiders today is D'Lo and KC. We'll come back. Much more to talk about here. I don't know what any of it is Jesse, we need to talk about Cleveland. We'll do that next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Let's get to our man TC here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What's D-Lo up, TC? Kenny? What up, dog?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, first of all, happy Halloween to y'all, man, and happy Halloween to the little ones, Kenny.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
All right. Like, what do they even do with that, TC? Like if
now what? Happy holidays, TC.
What'd you say?
No, nothing, TC. Go ahead. Just talking about tell the kids happy Halloween. God damn it, man.
You know, D-Lo, we got to see it, man. Hey, but now listen. Hey, I really just was calling, man, and tapping with y'all, man, and just say, you know, appreciate the night. You know, the Kings don't play, so we got to wait till tomorrow. But we got a back to back Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a prediction, bro. Hey, we look up. I think these next four games, we look up by Tuesday. I got us at what we had, 2. Mm-hmm. What's that? What would it be, 4-2, 5-2? I got us winning our next 2 games.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a 4-game winning streak if they pull that off. All right. With it.
TC.
That's Atlanta, Toronto. That's the next two.
Atlanta, Toronto, Miami, and then Toronto.
Yeah, and then Toronto again without Scotty Barnes, both games. Scotty Barnes?
Scotty Barnes? Scotty Barnes.
I don't know anybody's paying attention to this. The NBA Warner Brothers lawsuit thing that's still happening.
Mm.
As the season is going on and the NBA is on TNT and Warner Brothers Discovery Channels. That lawsuit is still happening. Some of the documents have been unsealed. There's nothing earth-shattering in it other than it confirms a lot of things we hypothesized when we saw the original deals that following the Super Bowl, there's going to be a national game every week. I mean, every night of the week between NBC, Amazon, the different part. There's going to be a primetime game every single night of the week.
And that's,
Amazon has like 60 games. NBC has 100. There's going to be a lot of basketball out on these networks.
And once again, that's like something like we talked about. It felt like, and maybe this is what TNT is asking for. Maybe it's just non-negotiable at this point. But it feels like you could slide another TNT game in there if you're going to do that. Because we always thought that's what they were going to try to do, like try to have a game every night. It felt like you could slide TNT on a Saturday maybe or something like that. But maybe they can't do that because they're with college football now too. So maybe that wouldn't work for them.
Or if NBC wants to and Amazon wants to and ESPN wants to, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they need to work in a foot. Now it's just weird. Now it's just like, hey, look, you guys are clearly working together. Like, get this over with. This is, and I know, like, NBA on TNT is a really good show. There's no question about that. It is the, you know, that, and, you know, as strange as it is for me to say this, that Major League Baseball show, like, those are really, really good studio shows.
Yeah.
It's okay that it's ending.
I agree.
That's fine. It's perfectly okay that it ends. I truthfully don't need to hear Charles Barkley anymore. I'm good. Like, I'm fine with that show ending. It's been great. The memories are amazing. All of them will be employed should they choose to be. And it's fine for it all to come to an end.
Yeah, and I think I've always been of the belief I'm ready for NBC to be back into the game. I like the Amazon and what they bring to the table.
Yeah.
And I'm in the minority. I think ESPN does fine. You know, they could be a lot better with their studio stuff. But as far as the presentation of the game and, you know, the doubleheaders and all that, I like what they do broadcast-wise. TNT, one thing we are going to miss, though, is the post game. We don't know what Amazon's going to do. Technically, we don't know what NBC's going to do. But the...
Well, no, technically, I don't think we know at all, do we?
No, but I only say that because I see the... I'm pretty sure Amazon's going to have a post game show. Pretty sure.
Oh, you're questioning whether there is one.
Right.
Got you.
I'm pretty sure they will. And like I said, we don't know. NBC, the games that are on the app, maybe they have a post-game show for that as well.
Sure.
So
yeah, why not?
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
like,
why not?
Why not? But I think we're going to miss that. I think we're going to miss that aspect of basketball if they don't, like, do the same thing.
There would be no reason for Peacock specifically to not have a post-game show.
Did you hear who everybody's saying is the guy? They're going after Amazon and NBC? Blake.
Dwayne Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that he going? They look at him as the guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Wade was the guy.
He'll be the studio guy. Wade might be on the call.
So he's going to be Charles then.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Question one. Why was Donald Sterling leading you around by your hand? Once we get that nailed down, we can keep it moving.
But yeah.
Walk me through the first 5 minutes of Cliff, Blake.
Did you really think Donald Sterling thought you were Latino?
See, if whoever signs Blake wants to have even a remote chance, the first thing they do is put Blake on a side-by-side with the actor. Blake, who is this man, and why did they cast him to play you?
That's mandatory. I'm looking forward to, though. It is weird that they're still trying to deal with this in the middle of the season, and even when everybody's, it feels like they see the inevitable, like TNT making jokes about it nightly, about, you know, this is it. And I even think they were, did you catch, and maybe it's something they've always done, but did you catch they were selling merch in Boston when they did the opening game? Did you see that, Jesse?
Who's they?
Inside the NBA. They had a pop-up shop, and it was, you could get a shirt with, like, halftime report or halftime show, like their logo for all the Inside the NBA stuff.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that they could just be making a dollar, but to me, that was signifying, hey, we ain't gonna have this chance again. Like, if we're out remote, like, yeah.
Sell some shirts.
Yeah.
Work for D'Lo and KC. It'll work for us.
So.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all.
Yeah, they had a little pop-up shop for Inside the NBA merch only. Like, NBA.
I don't know that I would desire that. No. Would you? I assume people bought them.
I can't think that I would. Especially for the prices they probably charge, no.
Bro, if you're walking around with an Inside the NBA t-shirt on, like, come on.
That's like the Rob Lowe hat.
Yeah, like, dial it back, bro. Like, whoa, nobody loves the league that
what's
much.
What's going on right now? Hey, look, I like y'all. I ain't wearing a shirt for you.
Hey, here's a shirt with Charles Barkley on it. Wow.
And then it's I don't know. I don't know. Maybe get a hoodie. But again, the price is probably crazy. They probably wanted $60 for a t-shirt. That's where I'd pay.
Oh, that's nothing for you.
No, it's
your t-shirts have a zero at the another zero at the end of it.
What kind of jacket you have on today? What kind of shirt you have on today?
Oh, this honor the gift. Don't do that.
What you mean? Don't do that.
Because you know
how much they in for.
Yeah, because you know.
That jacket
did. Yes, it did. Ah, yes,
that
it did. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yes, it did. You know it did. Don't do that. We buy our honor the gift clothing at the same time when that sale hits. Don't play with me. I'm a regular person.
That jacket cold.
Jacket is everything but cold. That's why I took it off. This is the first time wearing it. It's hot as hell. I don't know what the hell is I wearing. It ain't even that cold outside. In here sweating. Hey, you want to talk about Cleveland for a second? I ain't even talking to you.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, yeah, Cleveland's going to be a top four team in the East. Like, wow, if you want to crown them, then crown their asses. Fine, go ahead, bro. Like, if that's what you want to do, fine. Wow, Cleveland's 5-0, everyone. Like, they're going to be good in the regular season. I know that.
What's Boston's record?
4-1.
Oh.
Boston season don't start till June.
Ooh.
But with Cleveland, like,
right now, if the season ended today, they'd be the one seed.
That's fine.
Boston,
like I said,
going on the road.
Cleveland is a good basketball team. It's just they have not taken steps to just take them over the top. That's been my biggest issue with them. Maybe, like I said, internal development this year with Evan Mobley and all that, maybe that's the step they've needed. But
so
I don't think they're going to be a bad team or anything.
So last year, I would disagree with that. They have taken some steps because they've actually literally taken steps. I think 3 years ago they lost in the play-in. Then they get Donovan. They lose in the first round. It might have been another first round loss there. But then last year they went around and they get to the second round. Those are literally the steps. Now they got what kind of did them dirty was they had to play the champs in round two. Like they're not penalized for not beating Boston.
I don't think they're beating New York or even Indiana though either.
They're beating Indiana. And if New York had the same injury issues that they had against Indiana, they probably would have won that series too.
They're a great team. It's just
no, they're not great. They're a good team.
Well, what do you guys? What do you mean? They're 5-0. I thought we were putting them in the finals and all that right now. They're a good team. It's just someone's gonna have to step up with Donovan come playoff time and all that.
And you know who it needs to be?
I want to get Jesse his own sponsor. Jesse Hates Cleveland, brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
That sounds
with
like
shops everywhere in the country except for Cleveland.
That sounds like a TV show title, Jesse Hates Cleveland.
Yeah, shoot. It absolutely does. I was going to say let's get to Manny, but Manny said the hell with you guys. You made
me wait that's
too
how
long.
We feel?
Well, he had been waiting a minute.
You know how talent, right, you know how talent is.
You know how these stars are. You know, you host a podcast and all of a sudden
That's true.
That way
I missed it last night. I got to go back and watch it. My man Coach JT was on there. Heard it was good times. So it was a busy, you know, there was like wrapped around the corner line to get into the Hollywood little spirit. You know, those little Hollywood superstore, Halloween superstores that pop up. It's wrapped around the building
to
get in.
I believe it.
That's crazy.
It's not rational. Yeah, but I believe it.
And Supermom.
It's a big holiday.
I was like, hey, you want to just figure out something at the house? No. Drop me off. I'm getting in the line.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I said, all right. Supermom.
No, you said something right now.
I said it's a big holiday.
Huh? Yeah, there.
Yeah, no, it was sarcasm.
No, that was real.
Look at Stat Boy.
A man hasn't been Stat Boy in 20 years.
He'll always be Stat Boy.
What? Why is he wearing Miami Heat shorts and a jacket? I don't know none of these people on Around the Horn. Who is this young lady?
Do you don't know her or who she's supposed to be?
I don't know any of this.
She's supposed to be the girl who did the breakdance.
Yeah, she's the Australian breakdancer.
Who is that person?
From the Olympics.
I got that. Who is she?
Oh, that's Courtney Cronin. She covers the Bears.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, that's Courtney Cronin, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
She had a show on our station.
Well, good for Courtney. Yeah. All right.
I don't know who. Oh, he's supposed to be Mad Dog. That's Siciliano.
That's not Andrew Siciliano.
I'm not Siciliano. That's Sedano. Sedano.
Oh. Well, he's got the Mad Dog thing down because he's right at the camera just screaming for no reason. That's.
Come on.
Oh, there's Cat Williams.
No, look. It's tired. Yeah. I don't
know. Oh, leave Woody alone. Hey, Gavin looked good as Beetlejuice today.
He did.
Tony took. Oh.
Is he doing the statue?
What is happening? What is Tony? Oh, Jesus. All right, Tony. Oh, that's tough. Why are his hands like that?
Because that's what D-Wade's
doing. D-Wade's hands are facing. Oh. I'll say this, and I know Tony and Mike are going to be dressed up. They commit to these bits.
Hey, dude, somebody said, I don't know who he's supposed to be.
I think Mike's just dressed as an old man.
He looks like, what's his name? Blackstone. That's what he looks like. That's what he might be.
Oh, but, look at Tony. Tony's out of his house.
Oh.
They got Tony out of the house for PTI
today. Now that I think
today.
About it, he's been out. Now that, it's funny you say that. He's been gone. He's been in the studio for a while.
I have never noticed. I'm literally noticing for the first time.
He's been in the studio.
I don't think that's D.C., is it?
Might not be.
If it is, that's a new studio in D.C.,
might not be.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Somebody said on Twitter, and they were right. They said, "Oh, rich people make Halloween look so fun." They get all the makeup artists and all the gear. They just find anything. Oh yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
LeBron, like, I'm gonna be the Joker for Halloween. Give me the guy who did the makeup for Heath Ledger. Give me that guy. Better yet, just get Joaquin Phoenix here to the house.
That's all that happens. And that's what we're going to do, just to take a picture or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's how, for cool, those, that's, 20 grand. That's how I think Starting Five opens, is LeBron and his Halloween party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I guess is a really big deal.
I guess so.
It's a big thing.
They're not in L.A. This.
Were you invited?
No, I was never been invited. No,
I don't believe that.
He goes to Mr. Jordan's party.
I mentioned the Cavs just real quick. It was really just the first. The Lakers played well for the last three quarters. They got their ass kicked in the fourth and couldn't make up ground. Mm. They kind of just went toe to toe the rest of the game. But when you're down 20, that just amounts to you losing by 20.
Right.
They had did I put the numbers in here? Like Cleveland scored like 42-23 after one, and it was never. And that was it.
I think Cleveland is sneaky. I think Cleveland is sneaky.
Sneaky like what?
Sneaky like,
what is that?
Better than the Knicks sneaky?
Eastern Conference Finals. It could be a team that gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. You think they could do that?
For what the Knicks are supposed to be, I'd be kind of surprised.
Mikal Bridges out here hitting shots again.
Oh, thank God.
Philly
that was
scares.
Terrifying.
Philly terrifies me right now.
Oh, wait, in what regard?
Right? In the regard where they're just not going to be anything good this season.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we know it's injuries. They lost to Detroit at home last night.
Yeah, it might be injuries, but when is Joe coming back?
I don't even think they know. Nick Nurse, they're sending him to the podium every day now. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
He goes, no, you don't even do that. They say, Nick, when it comes to Joel, I'm not answering your question. Next. That's what he did yesterday. They go, yeah, when you talk about Embiid, I'm not answering your question. Go ahead. You're next.
Yeah, Philly and the Bucks are looking tough right now.
Man.
Well, I guess I can see Cleveland kind of sneaking in that way, but I can see Cleveland maybe being like the third team this season.
Wait, sneaking? What do you mean sneaking in?
Where they're like, because I expected to be like Boston, then you throw in New York, Philly, I thought was going to be good. Like Indiana, I could see Cleveland being like the third best team in the East.
I think they will be at least the third best team.
Indiana's one that I'm.
I'm gonna give them time. That game yesterday was ugly.
Yeah,
Austin didn't play well at all. Like except the last 2 minutes.
I did not walk away in because I did not watch that game live. I watched the version Keith Smith was talking about earlier. Mm. I did not walk away from that game feeling good about Indiana. Mm-hmm. When I saw that they were winning in regulation with 90 seconds left, I thought that it was a double digit. I was like, "Oh, it's a good win for Indiana." Mm-hmm. All right, I'll watch this. I'll watch this when this game ends, when this World Series ends. See what happened. And then to find out it went to overtime, my thought was immediately like, "Yo, Indiana's trash. How did that happen?" Mm-hmm. And I think Jesse's right. Like the Celtics just were like, "All right, we'll play now," and they ramped it up. And all of a sudden, they're getting stops. They're hitting every shot that they take. Indiana looks lost. Mm-hmm. They beat the top team in the league. They beat the defending champs. They beat a team that was undefeated going into that game. And I still walked away like, ugh.
Well, you can't. I don't know. How much can you believe in them when your best player don't even look that good?
And that's like the other thing. Like Tyrese just doesn't look very good right now.
I think he is. I'm just asking the question. Is he the best player right now?
On that team, yeah.
He's better than Pascal?
Yes, I think so.
I think so, too. I'm just asking the questions.
Pascal Siakam is Kevin Nash to me.
Oh, my.
He's good. He's the five moves of doom, and that's it.
Who in the Kevin Nash scenario, who's Tyrese? Sean?
He's Scott Hall. Isn't that who Scott Hall is?
If we weren't just outsiders, I guess he'd be Scott. But, yeah, he's Sean, I guess.
Wait a second.
Well, I was thinking because they came. Wait,
we're just going off the two.
No. I got what you're doing. In your guys' mind, Kevin above Kevin Nash?
Kevin's bigger. Kevin's better.
Wait, what?
Kevin is better than Scott Hall. Kevin Nash. Like he's a more.
Which one of the two outsiders is bigger to you?
Scott Hall. Scott Hall.
Really?
Scott Hall was the and remember we look at things a little different because you guys looking at the wrestling. Scott Hall was the star.
No, Scott Hall was a better wrestler. Like it wasn't even close. Scott Hall was the
star. He was the star.
Really?
Scott Hall was
They never
the
put
star.
A belt like a
No, I actual. I thought Kevin was the star.
What you this bad question to ask you, but Kevin, give me three quotes from Kevin.
Well,
three catchphrases that everybody would know.
Well, there's the one that
I don't think
Dame
he had
repeats.
Any.
Yeah, and it's Ayo. Well,
what's the what look at the adjective play. We ain't here to play. I don't think he had any catchphrases though.
I think I always thought, and I think because wrestling is wrestling.
Val Venus had catchphrases too. That don't mean nothing.
That's a good point. But Scott was also he was a higher quality.
He was a better wrestler for sure.
He's than Val, but Scott because wrestling is wrestling, and he's this big, 7 foot tall guy.
Kevin, yeah,
you know he's gonna get those opportunities. He's going to when he's in WWF, he's gonna get the title opportunities. Even in WCW, because he was orchestrating stuff back there, he would insert himself into those type of conversations. But the star was Scott Hall / Razor Ramon. He was the superstar. Kevin just kind of walked and he was just a big daddy cool. He put the fist up.
Yeah, it was a tribute to John Carlos and Tommy Smith. That's what he told. That's what he said. It's a true story. That's what he said.
Casey's making a good point.
The hierarchy and where I don't know about, but Scott was the bigger star.
So Scott and Razor were a bigger star than Diesel and Kevin.
Yeah. And I was a big Diesel fan when he was in.
Can you say that if never put the world title on Scott, though?
I just can't. I just don't see it that way.
I mean.
But, like, you find it at one more for the good guys, whatever. Say hi to the bad guy.
Anybody ever impersonate Kevin Nash?
Scott was more established on his own. Was Scott more established on his own? I feel like every time, like, now thinking about it, Kevin Nash is always tied to somebody.
Yeah, Kevin was tied to Sean. Yeah, Scott probably was more established on his own, but I never saw Scott. Like, Scott and Brett main evented at the Arco Arena, that 93 Royal Rumble. Anybody remember that? Other than Razor throwing the toothpick at the kid? No, I don't remember none of that. I mean, he had a feud with Goldust. I don't remember any of his big stories.
I mean, he had the Shawn Michaels thing.
He had the ladder matches.
He had the Shawn Michaels, and then maybe it's not as big as I'm making out to be. But I thought the thing with him and the 1-2-3 kid was.
No, that was good stuff. Yeah, when the kid beat him. Yeah that was really good stuff. Good. He got the kid over for sure.
And then he kick-started NWO.
Yeah, he was the first guy. Mm-hmm. So. For sure. He was the first guy.
And he was and he was the one that was kind of always on
this
the mic.
This is where the big boys play, huh?
It kind of felt like he was the one that was always on the mic and in front. And all
Ben's little bro asking, was Scott Hall Mexican at all? No, man. No, he was not. When that hair dried, he looked like Magnum P.I. Yeah,
and no lie, I didn't even learn that till about 5 years ago. So he's got nothing?
No, he's just a big white dude. And it's so funny, he did the Razor Ramon character for so long that when he does interviews,
he
just talked like Razor. Like, bro, that's not what you sound like. He's not Cuban, he's not Mexican, he's not Latino, he's nothing. He's a big ass white dude. I think from Georgia or something.
Yeah. Yeah, fooled the hell out of me for years. But I agree with you guys. Tyrese is the best player on that team. And Indiana, they'll be better. I think they'll be top six. But I don't think they'll be better than Cleveland.
That's the one I'm getting a little antsy with, the top six idea. But we'll see what they wind up doing.
They're still trying to figure out their roster, too, I think. I don't think they know what they want with Ben Mathurin.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, let me ask you.
I don't know if they have enough room for Ben Mathurin.
Let me ask you guys a question. They miss Buddy Hield more than they realize?
No, I won't do that.
Nah.
Buddy was good.
He was fine for them. Mm-hmm. He's singing in Golden State. He was fine for the Pacers, though. I think he was only marginally better for Indiana than he was Sacramento. Mm. Indiana was a much better basketball team than any basketball team Buddy Hield was on in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And a better coach than any coach Buddy Hield had in Sacramento. So, what we're seeing now from Buddy, to me, that's even better than he was in Indiana. I don't think they're missing him.
I think Indiana is going to go through.
They're missing Tyrese. That's who they're missing.
Right.
They're missing Tyrese.
I think Indiana is going to go through what the Kings went through last year. The
That's a good call.
The weight of expectations and things just aren't cute anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's something they're going to battle with for a little while. I think the Kings didn't make top six. I think the Pacers will. But I think that might be what's going on to start the season. It's not just cute anymore. You're expected to get to, and they probably expect to get further because they went further than that Beam Team 1 went. So
it's tough when the entire league's going after you.
Well,
you know, the young guys want what you got. The older guys are trying to keep what you got or what they got. And you're just trying to stay hungry and keep going.
Tough, man.
Tyler leaves after you.
Everybody wants to see us lose.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, real quick before we go to break, because they won again last night, I don't expect anything to happen. But I want to give a shout out to Jordan Poole, man. Another good game last night. He's averaging 22.5 on the season.
There you go.
Beat the Hawks 2 in a row.
Yeah. There you go. Good for him.
Yeah, shout out Jordan Poole. 22.5 and 6 assists to start the season.
Kings resume play tomorrow in Atlanta. Matt George is going to join us coming up. In about 30 minutes, week 9 of the NFL season gets underway tonight. We've got to get to our week 8 power rankings.
There we go.
It's coming up here. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I'll finish that sentence. The WNBA players have run owners out of the league before. So if you think the the WNBA players would sign off on an owner like her, I wouldn't count on it. I would not count on
that. Yeah, I don't think that'd be
Patrick Mahomes or otherwise. Yeah, Brittany, you can go.
I don't think they'd be feeling that at all. Real quick, we're going to get to the
line. That's just a face. It's not his money. Like, he don't have right. money for that. Like, that's right. not what that is, but still.
I just wanted to say, real quick, saw a little post that's interesting. Magic Johnson now has 15 rings. He's got 10 as player owner with the Lakers, 1 at Michigan State, 2 as owner of the Dodgers, 1 as Sparks owner, and 1 as LAFC owner.
Okay.
15 rings for Magic. Wow.
Irvin is the blueprint, man.
Yes.
He is the blueprint. Let's get Manny in here. Manny, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Manny, we sincerely apologize for making you wait earlier.
No disrespect, big dog.
Manny, are you there?
Manuel.
Merry Halloween, guys. Merry Halloween.
Okay, dude.
See.
And KC.
Yes, sir.
You are spot on with your costume as the richest man in Elk Grove. I mean, you are dead on with that.
I have. First of all, that's all it would be a costume. It wouldn't be reality. Second of all, I just have an Insider's hoodie on.
And it's the free version, too, that Jiffy Lube
aura,
made for
man.
Them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just your aura. I'm going to do a little Ben real quick. I want to go back to KC. You had made a point.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're going to do what?
What'd I say?
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. I'm going to rewind. And as a podcast journalist, I really liked what you said about Keegan. I think people, fans in Sacramento are really going to, I think they need to temper their expectations with Keegan, especially after getting DeMar. That's a big jump of somebody you're getting that puts up almost 20 points a game, if not more. You're going to see Keegan a lot this year, just trying to contribute the way he does with a lot of other things, with rebounding. Hopefully a three-point shooting goes up a bit. But I think with DeMar being there, I think you're really going to see what Keegan really is as a player, like his career-wise, a little bit more towards the end of where DeMar is with this Kings organization in a couple of years. Because he's going to help that growth tremendously. Mm. But I think it's for Keegan, especially with his temperament, he always finds ways to fit in. And it's more about fitting in with this new team. And I think point-wise, I think people have to lower the expectations of what they expect Keegan to contribute point-wise. I think there will be certain games where he can get in that 20 range. But I think he's going to fall more in between that 14 to 15, 16 range overall. And I think anything with that, I think that's a great place for him to be.
I'm with you. I agree.
100%. Yeah, I wouldn't even, man, I think Manny said, you know, temper your expectations for Keegan, or what you want Keegan to be, or however he phrased it. And it's more like maybe tempering expectations is the wrong like phrasing. Maybe it's just, do you watch Keegan Murray and think he's playing well? Mm. Right? Like, in this current group, there aren't going to be any more, it's not a knock, it's just what we live through. There aren't any more Harrison Barnes disappearing acts. Like, DeMar is not going to disappear. DeMar, I think it was the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. DeMar was at like 12, and I'm like, man, DeMar, he ain't going to get to 20. It's crazy. It's going to be the first game DeMar doesn't get to 20. He got to 20. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys don't have disappearing acts like Harrison Barnes did. Yeah. And so I think the way sometimes we look at the, you know, especially coming off of a loss, we look at that game where, you know, Harrison has no points, or he takes 2 shot attempts and he makes 1 and he has 1 rebound or whatever the case may be. And we look at Keegan, and, you know, maybe Keegan was, you know, 3 of 12 or something, or 3 of 13. It wasn't the best shooting night. We're like, oh, well, Keegan's got to do more. And we're really frustrated with Harrison Barnes, but we expect better from Keegan, right. So we're hot at Keegan.
Right.
I think the way we evaluate Keegan should be entirely different this year, because the team is better. Mm-hmm. Kevin, early appearances, is back. And he's off to a decent start after that rough first game. His last 3 games have been really good. DeMar DeAaron and Domas have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. So judging Keegan by the way he plays with this group, I think, is more important than judging Keegan by what we thought he might be.
Right, right. Now, and the question came up for me because, you know, the thought was, oh, Keegan's just going to elevate his game, you know, 17, 18, 19 points per game. And that would be great. But I just don't see that happening. And I look at where he's at right now, 14 and a half or so, seven rebounds. And if he keeps that up all year long, now he can shoot a little better and those numbers might go up because of that. You know what I mean? Like, he's from the field, he's 41%. I think that's about, he could get a little better, marginally better. But the 3-point percentage, he's at 33. I think he could get that up to like 37. So maybe by virtue of that, his points per game will go up. I don't know what the math is with that. Maybe a point and a half or something like that, or 2 points, if the shooting percentages go up. But in general, I think this is about what he can give you with this group, because he's not getting extra shots. He doesn't have to give you 18, 19, 20 points a night for the team to be successful. Like you just mentioned, it was needed last year with a guy like Harrison Barnes around. Mm-hmm. But now you have a more consistent person in that spot in DeMar DeRozan. So he can give you a good 14 and 7 every night, Keegan can, and you'll be good. Like, you'd actually be really good.
Good stuff there, Manny. If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, you definitely can. 916-909-1320. Matt George will join us coming up in about 25 minutes or so, 20 minutes. Matt will be with us, of course, host on of the Locked On Kings. We'll get his thoughts on the first week of Kings basketball here, headed into the Atlanta game tomorrow night. But we got week 9 NFL action tonight. We've got the Jets back in prime time.
Oh, boy. Man, I think for the last time.
That's one time too many. They say this is a big, rich town.
Hey. I just come from the poorest part. Bright lights, city lights, I gotta make it.
Let's get into this here. You want to lead?
Sure.
Because there's going to be some changes in yours.
Well, there's definitely going to be some changes because the number one team goes down in my power rankings last week. I had the Ravens as the number one team. Just a spoiler alert, they've fallen all the way out of my power rankings.
Wow.
With that loss to Baltimore. I mean, if part of the rankings are how I feel about you and, you know, record and all that other stuff. And I can't. There's some other teams with some really good records that are really good teams. So it knocked them not only out of the top five, but they weren't even the first team out. So sorry, Ravens. Even though I still believe in you, I got to be fair too.
Tough loss. You lost to Cleveland.
Yeah,
I believe to Jameis Winston.
I believe in the 49ers. They can't be in my power rankings. So it is what it is. The first team out, I'll go that way. I've got the football team. I've got them as the first team out. I got the Texans at 5. I got the Packers at 4. Got the Packers making their debut in my power rankings. I've got the Steelers also making a debut in my power rankings. They're at 3.
Wow. Yeah. All the way up at 3.
Yeah, I think it's a different
team.
And
we can't gloss over the fact that the Packers are in here.
The Packers are in there. But I think the Steelers are a different team with Russell Wilson behind center or under center. I think they're different. I got them at 3. I got the Lions at 2, and I got the Chiefs at 1.
Wow. You got the Steelers all the way up at 3. Mm-hmm.
Two teams fell out. The Vikings fell out after their loss to the Rams, and the Ravens fell out. And the Steelers were a first team out last week.
Oh, man.
Packers kind of came out of nowhere, but they're playing good football.
So last week I had the football team as the first team out. I had Texans at 5, Vikings at 4, Lions 3, Ravens 2, Chiefs at 1. Oh, man. Okay. So I got the Vikings, they're out, but I have them with the Steelers as the first out. That's cheating. I'd put the Steelers at first.
Well, I did it last week.
Yeah, I'd put the Steelers at first, but the Vikings are right there. They've earned the right to have a bad week.
Mm-hmm. Have I they kept
That's
their second loss.
It is. We'll see how they respond.
Okay.
Because if they don't respond, then the conversations on the Vikings completely changes. I kept the Texans at 5 headed into tonight's game. As much as it makes me want to vomit, I don't like this game for the Texans. Mm. It's in New York. It's a short week. They lost Diggs. Nico's still out.
That's true.
I don't like it. Mm. It's a Thursday night game. I want them to win desperately. I don't love this game. I'll stay away from Prize Picks and anything in this game tonight. I don't like it. Thursdays can be sketchy, but they could be sketchy the other way. Like maybe, you know, Houston comes out on fire. But I kept them at 5. Not overly impressed by them. Still like them. CJ, still my guy. So I kept them at 5. Much like you, moved the Packers into this conversation. Mm. Got the Packers at 4. Big difference between me and you. You have the Steelers at 3 with the football team as the first team out. I have the Steelers as the first team out with the football team at 3.
Mm.
Maybe I'm riding the glory of the Hail Mary, or maybe I'm reading too much into what I thought was a big win against Chicago. I'm not really sure. But I got the Commanders there at number 3 with the Lions at number 2. They're knocking on the door very loudly for number 1.
Mm-hmm.
But Kansas City is still undefeated. They're the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. Yeah. So they are still number 1. I got the Chiefs at 1, the Lions at 2, the Commanders at 3, the Packers at 4, the Texans at 5 with the Steelers and Vikings knocking on the door.
We got what we would call here in D'Lo KC a top 5 matchup, top 5 showdown on Sunday. I didn't realize until yesterday that these two teams were playing, but that's a good game. Lions at Packers. Jordan Love probably, I don't know, I shouldn't say that, but he hasn't practiced, I think, all week. So he might not play in that game. But Lions at Packers.
Jordan Love on the field today. I don't know if he practiced. Jordan Love, of course, all players are like this, felt really good about playing this weekend. Again, that's Jordan Love. That's not Matt LaFleur. That's not anyone else. A player is always going to want to play. I would think we get an alert similar to what we got with Jaden last week. I think Jordan's going to play.
Gotcha.
We'll see, though. We'll see.
Secure.
That's a big time matchup, though.
In the Matthews matchup, Chadiel says Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs were seen participating in practice today. So that's a good sign for that. That's a good sign.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.